done all we can? Have we done all that we can? Dear friends, if you have your Bibles with you today and would like to turn with us, look, if you will, at the Gospel of Mark, chapter number 5. The Gospel of St. Mark, chapter number 5. In the setting of the Gospel of Mark, in the passage that we're about to read, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is in the midst of a great multitude of people. Many needs, many situations, circumstances beyond measure was in the midst there that day. But we feel led by the Holy Spirit to look at one individual that the world would say had done all that she could. In the Gospel of Mark, in chapter number 5, Lord willing, today we want to begin reading in verse 25 and read down through verse 29. And a certain woman, which hath an issue of blood 12 years, and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing better, but rather grew worse. When she had heard of Jesus, come in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, as she fell in her body, that she was healed of that plague. Oh, dear friends, when you look here at this passage of Scripture and you look at it very closely, you will find here a woman who had been very ill for 12 years. And this woman was one that had a lot of circumstances in her life that was dragging her to an all-time low. I thought about this poor lady when I read Mark chapter number 5, and I thought about how there's so many today have circumstances that are dragging them down, having situations in their life that's bringing them to an all-time low. I also thought about how that we struggle and that we thrive and that we strive to make things better in our lives. Sometimes, dear friends, we do all that we feel that we can, and we still feel as though we're failing and coming short. As this woman was approaching this time in her life, the Word says that she had suffered for more than a decade with this blood disorder. And when you think about that, that is a very long time. As she struggled greatly, for the Bible teaches that she'd spent all that she had on physicians, but never grew any better, but she grew worse. How many of us feel in many times in our life that the more we do, the less we get accomplished? I believe, dear friend, the desperation and the dire situation had taken its toll on this woman, but there was something that occurred in her life that changed everything. You say, Brother Lynn, what was that? You see, dear friends, she was in the midst of someone who could change everything. I tell you today, dear friends, we're in the midst of someone who can change everything. You may be saying to yourself, who can change the situations and the struggles and the trials and the pitfalls of my life? I tell you today, Jesus Christ, the Savior, He can work a mighty work in your life and bring you to a place that you can know without a shadow of doubt that all is well in your life. Oh, dear friends, when we looked here at this passage, the Holy Spirit began to speak to our heart about this woman having done all that the world said she could do. How many of us have had problems in our life, and we've said to ourselves, we've done all that we can do. Oh, dear friends, I tell you today, if you've not turned to Jesus, you've not done all you can do. But if you will look to Him, put your faith in Him, and trust in Him, praise His glorious name, He can change everything. The Bible tells us in the Gospel of Mark, chapter number 5, there in verse number 25 it says, "And a certain woman which hath an issue of blood 12 years and had suffered many things, many physicians, and had spent all that she had and was nothing better, but rather grew worse." What that is saying is this, dear friends. She had spent all the money, all the resources that she had. The desperation of this disease had taken its toll upon her. Now many, no doubt, would say, after all this, she could just give up and quit. I tell you today, dear friends, her Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is here with us today with outstretched arms, willing and able to bless us and to help us and to revive us and to get us to a place that we can know without a shout out that all is well in our lives. You see, dear friends, this woman, by spending all of her resources, grew in none better but worse, had found herself in a desperate state. Many times, dear friends, we can find ourselves in a lowly place. Sometimes we can find ourselves in a desperate state. But I tell you today, dear friends, take heart. Take heart, because the one who loves us and cares for us is with us today. The Bible teaches us that where there are two or three gathered in His name, He's in the midst. I tell you, dear friends, if you're here today and you have felt that you've done all that you can do and you're not turned to Jesus Christ, I tell you, there's hope in Him. Hope in Him. Now, after she had spent all that she had, after she had done all that she could do, you know, it had been very easy for her just to stay home, wouldn't it? It had been very easy for her to sulk and had a pity party. It had been very easy for her to brew over her situation and groan and moan over the condition that had befallen her life. But you see, dear friends, there was something that she could do. She had not done all that she could because she had heard that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, was making His way to where she was. Today, dear friends, I declare to you the good news, the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is among us today. She heard Jesus was coming. She heard the Lord was making His way. All that she had went to the physicians. She grew worse. With each passing year, for 12 long years, she suffered with a blood disorder. Not only was she suffering physically, but she was suffering emotionally, and she was suffering spiritually. Because you see, dear friends, you can go back to Leviticus chapter 15 and read about one who has an issue of blood, and they were considered ceremonial, unclean. In other words, she was an outcast to society. She was someone who was looked down upon by the world. Ain't she glad today that though the world may look down on you, the Lord will look at you and lift you up? Praise God, because He loves you. He didn't travel that way by accident. You say, well, Jairus, the ruler of the synagogue, was there, and he had besought the Lord to come to his house because his daughter was lying at the point of death. Dear friends, he knew about this woman. He knew not only about this woman, but about Jairus and all the needs. But in this moment in time, Christ would focus upon her. And as I began to look at this passage of Scripture, the Lord blessed my heart. For the Bible tells us in Mark 5, in verse 27, when she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. Why did she come as she did? Because you see, dear friends, she was looked at as someone of a diseased state. No one wanted to be around her, and she felt so deprived of any human contact. But we see here that she came behind and she touched the very garment of our Lord. Now there is something there that's very spiritual that we must not miss when you look at this passage of Scripture. For the Bible says in verse 28, for she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. Notice something here. She said, if I can just touch his clothes, I'll be made whole. You know what the problem with many of us today who say that we've done all that we can, we can't reach out to the Lord because our hands, our arms, and our lives are full of the world. It's hard for me to reach out and touch anything when my hands and arms are full. But when she came in the midst of Christ, her hand was free. She had let go of the things of life. She let go of the things that was heavy and overladen her. She was freed up to reach out in faith. It was not the touching of the material that made a difference. Praise God. It was reaching out in faith to the Lord and changed, praise God, everything. She reached out in faith. You know what she had to do? She had to let go of the things of the world. There's no doubt in my mind, the Bible says that she had spent all that she had on physicians, but grew not better, but grew worse. That leads me to believe that she had a whole fistful of doctor bills, don't it, you? She probably had a whole handful of doctor bills in this hand and a whole basketful of prescriptions in the other hand. And she had her pockets full of suggestions from so-called friends about the things that she needed to do in her life. I believe, dear friends, that this woman was in a dire state, and the world would say, you've done all that you can do. Now just go home and quit and give up. But praise be to God, she had heard that Jesus was in the midst. And I tell you, today, dear friends, we declare to you this morning that Jesus is in the midst. Have we done all we can do? Have we done all that we can do? You might say, well, Brother Lynn, I've done a lot of things. But listen, if you've not tried Jesus, that's one thing you lacked. She desired a healing. You say, well, brother, she touched the hem of his garment. She was when it got touched. I tell you today, dear friends, if you reach out to the Lord, you will be the one who is touched. We beg you today to let go of the things of the world. Free yourself up to take hold of the Lord who loves you, who cares for you, and desires today that all is well in your life. You say, well, Brother Lynn, how can things be well in my life with this worry and this worry and this family and this problem, this job and this thing and that thing and that thing and this? How can things be well? I tell you today, I can declare to you that Jesus Christ, the Lord who loves you, will make a way. He will help you. He will enable you to rise above the anguish and pain of your life. You know what you got to do? You got to reach out in faith. A lot of people says, I've done all I can do. But they say that with their hands and their arms wrapped around the world. You see, in our world today, dear friends, there's a whole lot of lip service, but there's very little heart service. You talk to people in the world, everybody loves Jesus. Everybody loves Jesus. But in reality, our world today, it's all about me. Who cares about you? This woman who found herself sick spiritually, emotionally, found herself in desperate pain and suffering, looked for that hope. People today are looking for that hope, and they're turning to drugs and alcohol and the things of the world. They're searching, they're looking, they're seeking a comfort for their whole body. I tell you today, the only comfort, the only healing that we can have is through the remedy of the Lord. So this woman, she had heard that Jesus was coming. But the Bible teaches us that the crowds had thronged around him. That meant that they had massed elbow to elbow, shoulder to shoulder, in great numbers surrounding the Lord. Now the devil would say, oh, there's no way you can get to him from here. Go on back home, wait till you have another chance. How many times does the devil say, what will they think if you get up and go to pray? What will they think if you get up and praise the Lord's glorious name? What will they think if you do this? I tell you today, don't worry what the world thinks. Declare Jesus Christ as Lord of your life, and praise God, all will be well. When that woman seen that great mass, following Jesus Christ, it reminds me of a celebrity getting off a plane and great masses of people coming. That's how they gathered around our Lord at this particular time. You would say, well, how could this sickly, desperate, poor lady make her way through that crowd and just touch the very border, the very hem of his garment? I tell you today, dear friends, if you have a desire to come to Jesus and you take a step for him, not all the devils in hell can prevent you from doing what it is that God would have you to do. I believe And when she came in the midst, the Lord God Almighty, He parted that crowd as He did when the Israelites crossed the Red Sea. He made her a way. He made her a way. When He realized and seen and knew through her faith that her hands was free of the things of the world, and her heart desired to be near His only begotten Son, He made her a way. Oh, praise God! He'll make you a way. You say, how do you know, Brother Lynn? Because Jesus said in John chapter number 14 and verse number 6, I am the way. He is the way. She believed in her heart that she was approaching the way. You might say, well, I've done all I can do for him. I've done all I can do for her. I've done all I can do in this situation. I've done all I can do. Listen, if you ain't turned to Jesus, you've not done all you can do. People says, well, that was a last-ditch effort on her part. Praise be to God for that last-ditch effort. You say, why is that so important? Listen, dear friends, I serve the Lord of second chances. I've not always made good decisions. I've made a lot of mistakes in my day. And I can look around and I can see that you have too. Aren't you glad? Aren't you glad that the Savior who loves us gives us an opportunity to come? Because you prayed to God 10 years ago, 12 years ago, yes. But she, like many today, was going here, going there for the cure that she needed. But when Jesus Christ came in the midst, praise be to God, she knew there was hope. You see, sometimes in life, you have to be laid flat on your back before you look up. Doesn't have to be that way, but sometimes it is. The Bible teaches us the way of a transgressor is hard. Listen, God got her attention by instilling in her heart that His Son was coming. Dear friends, not only is God's Son coming, He's with us today. You say, Brother Lynn, I have a desire for a change place in my life. Oh, praise be to God. If you have a desire for a change, the change is yours if you'll reach out. Now, you know something? I've thought about that. I have. I've studied those 66 books of the King James Bible. And I've studied them. Don't know a whole lot about them, but I've studied them. And I thought to myself, what if that woman seen Him coming? And she does like a lot of us. She sits on her hands. And she watches Him just pass right on by. She would have went back home just as sick as she was before she ever got there. So many today are women pews in God's house of prayer, and they're sitting on their hands and they're departing the house of God in the same shape or worse shape than they had when they arrived. Simply because they won't let go and reach out. You see, dear friends, it ain't about her reaching out to Him. It's about Him reaching out to her. And the Bible teaches us, and the Bible tells us there in verse 29, and straightway, that word straightway is very important in the Greek. That means immediately. It says, and immediately the fountain of her blood was dried up, as she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. All changed when she reached out. All changed which he was willing, all changed. Which he finally done all that she could. The Bible tells us in the book of Jeremiah, chapter number 32, in verse number 27, the word says, "Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? Nothing. There's nothing in your life. There's nothing in my life. There's nothing too big in your life or too enormous in my life that the Lord can't take care of." Have we done all we can? Are we doing all we can? Listen, I have in my life had struggle after struggle, trial after trial, tribulation after tribulation, and think to myself, I can take care of it. I can fix it. I can make it better. I can make it well. And when old Lynn got in the way, I seem to mess up more than I can explain. But when Jesus, comes on the scene, all things change. You might say today, I've done all I can do. Well, dear friends, I tell you this morning, if you've not turned to Jesus, you've not done all you can do. 1 Peter 5 and 7 says that we're to cast our cares upon Him because He cares for us. This woman in Mark chapter number 5, she had cast her cares upon Him. And dear friends, you read the remainder of that chapter and you will see very clearly just how much He cared for her. Whew. He touched her in a special way. I was in my study this morning and looking over some passages of Scripture, and the Holy Spirit spoke to her heart. There's a song that came out a few decades ago, and no doubt many of you have heard it and are familiar with it. It's called "It Is No Secret." And I thought about it a lot today. And I just pulled it up back in my study, and I was just reading over the lyrics. And I jotted this down. It is no secret what God can do, what He has done for others, He'll do for you with arms wide open. Praise God for the open arms of the Savior. You see what that signifies? He had them arms open. And she came. And she said, if I just touch His garments, I'll be made whole. But them free hands of God touched her. And the Bible says that virtue departed her Savior, went into her body. That's where we get our word dynamite, from that passage. That's where the word dynamite comes from. There was a dynamic change that took place. She didn't reach out to a closed-arm Savior. She reached out to an outstretched-arm Savior who desired to embrace her, just as He desires to embrace us. When Satan says, "You've done all you can do," dear friends, if you not turn to Jesus, there's something else. And that's our message today. Is all good? Is all well in your life? is all good. Are we doing all we can? Are we doing all we should? We can, because He's among us today. Now I know Satan plagues you just as he's plagued me. What will they think? You know, I believe as that woman probably approached that great mass of people, she probably thought, what will they think? What will they say? What will they do? Dear friends, sometimes it just gets to the point in one's life, it don't matter what they say, what they think, or what they do. What's important is Him. Doing all that we can do for the glory of God makes a difference not only in our life, but in the lives around us. I thought about that lady. When she was made whole, listen, she was not allowed in the synagogue. She wasn't allowed in the church. When they seen her coming, she was barred. Can you imagine? There's no doubt in my mind she probably skipped all the way in, singing the praises of a wonderful Lord. Dear friends, today, don't leave here without doing all that you can do. But leave here knowing that you can do through Him. Let's stand to our feet.